Jazz WBY.
How do I ask someone for their number without seeming super into them?
I don't know. I'm a kid. I really don't know.
I'm not sure if you can.
Start a conversation and then ask them.
Follow the swing of how things are going, what you're talking about, and kind of sneak it in there.
Be interested. Be as courteous as you can.
I would recommend just going up to the person, saying, hey, do you want to, like, hang out?
Say, yo, what's your number? I mean, don't make a big deal out of it. If you don't make a big deal out of it, then you won't seem like you're overdoing it. If you're still in school, a great way is to, like, ask for, like, homework help or anything along those lines and just say, hey, can I grab your number casually?
If it's a school thing, even you're a group, just, like, pass your phone around and have people put their numbers.
It helps if you're, like, in a class project with that person. That always works out well. Like, hey, you know, just in case I need to contact you about this, like, figure out a way where you actually need to get in touch with them.
Get to know them first, and then pretend you need some homework assignment from them, or you have option two. Slide into their DMs.
I'm like, yeah, what's going on? How are you? Can I have your number? And just, like, f***ing flat, just right into it.
Forever_Lily345. Asks,
how can I distract myself while waiting for a new game to come out?
I don't know, because I can't distract myself. I'm dying for all the new games to come out this year.
Go outside? There's this thing called nature.
Perhaps actually reading a book, taking a walk.
Take care of a business, whether it's working or school, studying.
Do the homework, or maybe go work, or maybe do house chores.
Play Mortal Kombat X or something.
Play the last game that you won before the next one comes out.
Play the ones that you already have. For example, I'm just waiting, I don't know, for another new Pokemon generation to come out, for it to be another game, and I'll just keep on playing Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Play a different game. Get excited. If it's like a new version, play like the old version.
I like to throw back and play the older games that I haven't played in a while, or you can branch off into that company's, some of those other games made by that company.
Raymond Pitardo says,
how do you know when you're dreaming?
Ooh.
You just have to remember when you fell asleep.
You're sleeping. And if you're not sleeping, you know, you're probably hallucinating.
I'm pretty sure when your eyes are closed, so then when you wake up from it, hopefully you know, but that's like Inception stuff. I don't mess with that.
How do you know when you're dreaming? When things seem too good to be true.
Generally, you're not fully awake when you're dreaming, so pinch yourself, see if it's real.
I know sometimes there's that weird in-between, like you don't know if it's real or not, but, you know, the old standard pinch yourself.
If you miss your off-ramp when you're driving down the freeway, you're dreaming, because I've done that many a time.
I guess you only know, really, if it's a lucid dream, right? Otherwise, you just wake up, and then you realize you were dreaming.
Write a letter on your hand or something like that, and just every time you're in existence, just question yourself, am I dreaming right now? And then look at your hand, and you'll see the letter, right? And then when you're dreaming, that won't be there.
When you're in your dream, everything feels real. And then when you're outside of your dream, everything feels real too. You don't know. What if we're dreaming right now and we just wake up and we're 2 years old?